world is more connected than ever before, but that has brought with it a seemingly endless variety of information and opinion sources. Instead of coming together, we are becoming more tribal. We are dividing ourselves into identity groups with opposing worldviews and even different facts. The result is unnecessary conflict and an inability to solve our shared problems. We are in a state of culture war. But we can move forward in peace and with a sense of fairness. We can make our lives fundamentally better. There are basic principles we've known since the Enlightenment that, when embraced and extended, will allow us to live together in community once again, to construct a shared understanding of reality, bridge our differences, and rebuild our institutions. But it requires a deeper commitment from all of us toward greater curiosity, empathy, and integrity. Welcome to Culture War Radio. Liberal values are worth fighting for.
Hello. Bears fucking sucked tonight. Today is September 18th, 2022. This is episode 171 of Culture War Radio. My name is William. This show is an open conversation about all the news and views that capture our attention every week. Streaming live on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Central from the western suburbs of Chicago. For the show to work, it needs guests. But I'm not sure I'm in the mood to talk to anybody tonight. So please visit culturewar.radio. You'll find links to get on the air, listen live, download previous episodes, always released as almost 100%, usually 100%, unedited, available as a podcast, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Thanks. Probably just going to do the news and music tonight. My beloved Chicago Bears got killed by the team we hate, the fucking Packers. Sucked! It was really hard to watch. I don't know what the hell was going on. They had a ton of penalties, which they haven't been doing this year. Their defense looked very weak. The offense looked broken. Except for the run near the end. Man, it sucked. Just keep saying it sucked. Or I could play a song and come back and try to be thinking about something else. Alright, is everything ready to play? Is it all working? I think. Let's try this song. It's called Mannequin. It's by Dance for the Dying off their album Puzzles for the Traveler from 2012.
To turn
September 12th, Monday. Can you hear the people upstairs? Not great. Squeaky, squeaky. September 12th, Monday. I pulled the news from Wikipedia. I pulled the music. Music, mostly. This comes from Bandcamp. That stuff that is not all rights reserved is Libre Music. It's all about sharing in my dream world so that the best shit can go viral and we are not dependent upon gatekeepers to decide what gets popular, what gets promoted. We as a collective people can decide things. We could have that, but lots of people gotta start rowing in the same fucking direction, and it's frustrating. September 12th. So I do a week of news, so we'll go back to September 12th, because I did the show last Sunday. Getting started late, but we'll see. September 12th, Monday. Ukrainian forces continue to recapture Russian-occupied territory in Kharkiv Oblast, saying that they have seized 20 more settlements in the last 24 hours, including Dvorichna, and also claim to have captured many Russian prisoners of war. Ukrainian General Staff reports that Russian troops abandoned the city of Svatova in Luhansk Oblast as Ukrainian forces advanced. Multiple explosions are reported near the city of Taganrog in Rostov Oblast, Russia. More than 30 municipal deputies of Russian cities signed a petition calling for Russian President Vladimir Putin's resignation amid substantial Ukrainian advances in the war. I don't know what to think about what's going on over there. All I will say is that the Minsk agreements laid out compromises and ways to make peace, and it seems like neither side wanted to do that, and we do not have any way to make people do that, so the fighting ramped up and continues, and we'll see where it goes. People are stubborn fucks. 4 Turkish soldiers are killed in clashes with PKK insurgents in Iraqi Kurdistan, according to the Turkish Defense Ministry. Azerbaijan shells Armenian villages in the eastern region of the country. I don't know who was saying it, but, you know, lots of attention on Ukraine, less attention on Syria and Armenia. And that's why I do the show. I try to cover, use the collective mind of Wikipedia to figure out what to pay attention to, because otherwise we're really dependent on people who own media, and that sucks. 5 people are killed during an attack on a senator's convoy in Anambra, Nigeria. 1,500-year-old ancient Mayan settlement is uncovered in central Belize by archaeologists from the Belize Archaeological Institute and UIUC. What the hell? Dating from between 250 to 600 AD. Huh. Belize Architectural Institute and UIUC, which is University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. I went to the Chicago campus. Weird. Okay. Why the hell is UIUC doing shit all the way down there? Neat. Okay. Gunman kills 2 people, including a Toronto police constable, and injures 3 others in Mississauga, and Milton, Ontario, in Canada, before police shoot him dead in Hamilton Cemetery. Didn't have far to travel then, huh? Let's make jokes about shootings. And the last item, James Webb Space Telescope reveals its first photos of the Orion Nebula, which is located in the Orion constellation. Yay! First photos. I guess that's exciting stuff. I'm sorry, I'm upset about the fucking bears. Fucking bears. What the fuck? What the fuck were you guys doing tonight? What the fuck? Why was it broken? What was so broken? What the hell? Next song is perfect for me. Bitter Boys. Bitter Boys by the artist Color Me Wednesday off the album I Thought It Was Morning. It might be before we're done here. From 2013. Bitter Boys by Color Me Wednesday. And the Rollin'. I do like the first two songs played tonight. Been good stuff. I am a sucker for female voice in a rock song. Heck yeah. Oh, it's up loudy upstairs. Loud upstairs. September 13th, Tuesday. Ukrainian military says it has shot down an Iranian HESA Shahed 136 combat drone operated by Russia near Kupiansk, Kharkiv Oblast. An inscription on the drone identified it as an M214 drone 2, which did not immediately correspond to known Russian weaponry. Taliban authorities say that they have killed 40 National Resistance Front fighters in the Panjshir province of Afghanistan, including four commanders. Huh. National Resistance Front, Second Resistance Military Alliance, former Northern Alliance members. Great. Endless war. Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan Pashinyan. It says that 49 soldiers were killed during overnight clashes with Azerbaijan after it shelled villages yesterday, and that fighting was ongoing. Roadside bombing in Swat District, Pakistan, kills 8 people, including a local tribe leader known for his opposition to the Pakistani Taliban. Ethiopian airstrikes hit Mekelle University's business campus in Adimsi, Wayan, radio station. It's an Ethiopian news-based television and radio network headquartered in Mekelle, Tigray, Ethiopia. Oh, lordy. Tigray People's Liberation Front says that Eritrea has taken the town of Shararo. Following the release of the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index for the month of August, all 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average decreased in value, resulting in a 3.9% drop in the index. Great stuff. 6 people are killed and 5 people are missing after a boat carrying migrants sinks off the coast of Turkey. 5 people are killed and 14 others are injured after a building collapsed in Amman, Jordan. 10 people are reported missing. 17 people are injured after a fuel tanker explodes in Sabha, Libya. A possible improvised explosive device explodes at Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts, in the United States, injuring 1 person. Huh. Is there a new Ted Kaczynski out there? Crazy. That would not be good. Could see that happening, though, with the amount of positive coverage he gets from conspiracy folks, including No Agenda. Kazakh President Kasym Jomart Tokayev agrees to change the name of Kazakhstan's capital from Nur-Sultan back to Astana. He had previously changed the capital's name in 2019 to honor his predecessor, Nur-Sultan Nazarbayev. I guess that's the name. Bayev. Like these Yevs. Yevs at the end, huh? Alright. Next song. Let's go with this one. Worried Man. That is me, about my team. Worried Man by the Boston Tea Party. Off their, what do you call that? It's just two songs on an album. So, I don't know what you call it. It's an EP, I guess, maybe? So the EP is just Worried Man, and the other song is Too Late to Change, so... Anyway, song Worried Man by the Boston Tea Party from 2013. We are back next day, Wednesday, this last Wednesday, September 14th. Russian forces launch 8 cruise missiles at the dam of Karchunovsky Reservoir, causing extensive flooding in the Kryvyi Rih and a 2.5-meter increase of water level in the Inhulets River. I don't know. It's like an eight foot increase of the water level in the river. Seems like a lot. Armenia formally triggers Article 4 of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, CSTO, after accusing Azerbaijan of launching an invasion. Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan says that, quote, "We asked support from CSTO, including military support, to restore Armenia's territorial integrity and ensure the withdrawal of the Azerbaijani armed forces from the territory of Armenia." Who is part of the CSTO? Intergovernmental Military Alliance in Eurasia, consisting in 2022 of 6 post-Soviet states: Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Russia, and Tajikistan. Treaty had its origins in the Soviet Armed Forces, which was replaced in 1992 by the United Armed Forces of the Commonwealth of Independent States. Similar to Article 5 of the North Atlantic Treaty, Article 4, the Collective Security Treaty, establishes an aggression against one signatory but perceived as an aggression against all. That doesn't seem good. So Armenia is saying, hey, we're getting fucked with. You guys are all supposed to help us like it was an attack on you guys. It's like the whole thing. Attack on ones, attack on all. Which is then supposed to bring Russia in. And then is this like a World War One, like bunch of dominoes falling and shit? That'd be great, wouldn't it? That's why we don't. Anyway, 2 Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade members and an Israeli soldier are killed during a shootout at a checkpoint in Jenin in the occupied West Bank. Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, coalition of Palestinian armed groups in the West Bank. 2 Tajik border guards are killed and 2 others are injured during clashes with Kyrgyz. Guess that's Kyrgyzstan, right? Kyrgyz guards who accused Tajikistan, of taking positions at a demarcated area. 10 people are killed when Ethiopian airstrikes hit a residential area in Mekele, Tigray region. Tigray region of what? Ethiopia. Typhoon Muifa makes landfall in eastern China with the maximum wind speed near its center reaching 42 meters per second, which is 150 kilometers per hour, which is 93 miles per hour. 14 people are killed and 25 others are injured in a three-vehicle collision in Kyokpadong, Myanmar. 14 people killed in a three-vehicle collision. Wow. 11 people are killed, 29 others are injured when a bus falls into a gorge in Poonch District, Jammu and Kashmir, India. I haven't seen this in the news, but in the news I do here through Wikipedia, but there's some serious crazy flooding going on in Pakistan that I don't know why it's not being mentioned here, but I think it's really, really bad. I know they have like monsoon season, so they do have flooding a lot, but I think it's really, really bad right now. British supermarket chain Iceland. Iceland is the name of a supermarket chain in Britain. Interesting. Okay. British supermarket chain Iceland launches an appeal to the EU IPO, European Union Intellectual Property Office, against the country of Iceland in a 20-year-long legal process over the use and trademark of the name Iceland. Weird. The chain is an appeal. So is Iceland's... Oh, it's an appeal to the Okay, I don't know who's saying what. Seems silly. Two Thai military personnel are killed and another is injured after a gunman opens fire. Military facility in Bangkok. The gunman is later arrested. It's nice to read these stories about other places having lots of gun crime, so that changes things a little. What song are we gonna play here? Is that one gonna work? Let's do that one. It's called Lush Life by SHSK apostrophe H. Shk. Sorry. Lush Life by Shk. Off their album Volume 8 Made in Blue featuring Jody Pau from 2013. Can I say it again? This is a song called Lush Life by Shk. Shk.
I used to all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant gay traces that used to be there, you could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock day. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong again. So I'll
Hi. Justin Fields is, I believe, currently giving his post-game press conference. And, I don't know what's happening. They basically took away both games. We have not been able to get the ball to Mooney or to Cole Kmet. They're supposed to be like our main two offensive weapons. They've completely frozen them out somehow. Both defenses that we've played. Been weird. I don't know what the hell's going on. Anyway. Okay. You don't want to hear about my thoughts on the football. On the football. The American football. Apparently in a couple hours, the UK will be finally putting their long-reigning queen to bed. Final actual funeral thing. Instead of the long, 10 days of fucking mourning. So, I think my wife will be up way early in the morning watching that. But, damn. Damn, it's frustrating. Damn Bears. Damn Bears. Okay, September 15th, Thursday, Ukrainian police say that a mass grave containing more than 440 bodies has been discovered in the recently recaptured city of Izium. 9 people are killed and 20 others are injured during a stampede at a concert in Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. Authorities in Mexico confirmed the arrest of a retired military general for his alleged role in the kidnapping of 43 students in the state of Guerrero. In 2014, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces a visit to the Armenian capital, Yerevan, as a show of support for Armenia amid renewed clashes between Armenia and Azerbaijan over the past week. That gets complicated, doesn't it? Because what did I just say? The day before, Armenia formally triggers Article 4 of the CSTO, which calls for Russia to join in the collective defense of Armenia. So what the hell are we going in there and trying to be a friend of Armenia? So whose side is what on in all this crazy shite? This is why I always say it's never going to happen. Lots of things I say should happen are never going to happen. I strongly believe they would happen if everybody was, like, thinking this shit through. And maybe I'm wrong. Obviously, I'm very wrong on lots of things. I'm sure I am. But, there should be a UN who can actually, like, you know, do the things, work out the disagreements, apply force when necessary. That's why we have government in general. So who would be the government of the governments? That would be something like the UN, right? Because what is war except members that are supposed to be equal in a body deciding that they cannot resolve their differences? They have no other way besides force to resolve their differences. So we put the final arbiter of force above all of them, saying we're all equal players in this. We recognize that force between two parties that are supposed to be equal members could spill over to other parties, could create long-term negative effects for everybody around here. That's why we have government. That's why the NCAP thing doesn't really work. Or maybe it would, but it'd be nice to see it, but our experience is that that doesn't. Generally, what you want to do, place the force somewhere above. That generally works. Not perfect, but generally works. Anyway, we don't have that on the international stage. No, we do not. So you have countries like US deciding we can go and do whatever the fuck we want, because who's going to stop us? Ethereum, second largest cryptocurrency, changes its consensus mechanism from proof of work to proof of stake, ceasing all mining and reducing its energy consumption by over 99.9%. That seems good. Is that going to be a good thing, folks who know crypto stuff? Yay. I am more and more interested in the idea of crypto as a way to transfer money, especially if we can connect it to a media consumption idea. Apparently, the No Agenda folks have something streaming sats, something they're toying around with, and I need to find out more about it. Still have questions on how you get that to work with why humans want to consume stuff, but yeah, and I don't like having to go through a separate thing versus like I have money, cash or whatever it is, I give that to someone else. Maybe there's a computer system that determines how much I give and automates how it gets distributed, but it's kind of screwy that I have to switch that money to some other kind of money, I guess, if you want to call it that. Token, essentially, something. And then that's going to get transferred over. But then I've got to be concerned about the in-between time, the point when I have used my money to get this token, and then the changing in value of that token. Because it could drop by, you know, a lot. Could go up, I guess. But then maybe I wouldn't want to give it. Maybe I want to take it back. Maybe I only want to give a portion of it. I don't know. It sucks that we've got this middle thing. And then what's actually going to be the cash out thing? Are people just going to hold on to it? And then it seems like you run a lot of other problems that if we just did it with money, actual money, digital money, which is what we do when we transfer money, we did not have middlemen in the middle of this stuff. It could just be my bank to your bank, me running a computer program that determines how much, tracks how much I've watched, and then I can see it go out to you and you can see it. And anyway, but I guess if crypto is the way we can get this to work and all those other problems don't end up being too big, then that's the way we should do it, because we definitely need, it would open up so much to have a system of completely decentralized media and yet good support for the creators of that media. And we already essentially do that, but we just have a bunch of middlemen in the middle. A bunch of middlemen taking a portion out of it. And not as much support going to the creators of this stuff. Like, if everybody was giving essentially, let's say, $10 a month, like they do kind of with Netflix, but it was going straight to the creators and not to all the other shit that Netflix does and buys, and in between all that, how they promote different content in all these different media environments. People are, you know, people in these media systems promoting stuff, and we ultimately are not getting the best recommended content. If it could somehow be based on our friends, people we know, people we follow, we could see what they recommend. That would seem to me a better algorithm than somebody who has a economic incentive to push you towards certain stuff. All right. Go forever about this. I do think it's way more important than anything can be said on a podcast is to really change the structure, which leads to incentives for how we interface as a world community. So, what do I want to do here? What song do I want to play? Let's go with this one. Let's be hopeful. This too shall pass. This too shall pass by Remova, off the album First Impressions from 2013. Lots of stuff from 2013. Is there a reason for that? I don't know. This Too Shall Pass by Remova. Did that help me feel better about what happened tonight? I don't know. Maybe. September 16th, Friday. Civilian is killed. Two others are injured by Ukrainian shelling on Valuki, Belgorod Oblast, according to Governor Vyacheslav Gladikov. According to Kyrgyzstan, Tajik forces again open fire on its outposts, and clashes occur along the border with Tajik forces using armored vehicles and mortars. Tajikistan accuses Kyrgyz forces of shelling one of its outposts and several villages. Great. Is this good stuff? Endless conflict. Phantom of the Opera, currently the longest-running show in Broadway history, announces it will end production in February 2023, saying the decline in attendance caused by the COVID-19 pandemic has made it unable to recoup the weekly costs of running the show. American computer hardware company EVGA, I have never heard of them. I am a bit of a geek. American computer hardware company EVGA terminates its partnership with fellow hardware manufacturer NVIDIA, I know them, and withdraws completely from the graphics card market, alleging that the latter forced them to sell their cards at a loss and would refuse to disclose important information, such as sales numbers. That would seem to be problematic. 10 people are killed, 50 others are injured, and 3 people are reported missing as floods hit Ancona, Italy. 12 people are killed by heavy rains in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh, India, with 9 of the people killed when a wall collapsed. Bahrain confirms its first case of monkeypox. Widespread protests occur in Iran after a woman is detained and beaten to death in Tehran by officers from Iran's religious police system for not properly wearing her hijab. Democracy comes for everyone eventually, I think. Incumbent President Nayib Bukele announces he will run even if countries like us, you know, get rid of it for a while, quite a while, many fucking years. Sorry, that's what Iran had democracy. They did. Anyway, long story. Maybe he should look it up. Incumbent President Nayib Bukele announces he will run for re-election in 2024. This is in Salvador. Announces he will run for re-election in 2024, 1 year after the Supreme Court ruled that he was eligible to do so despite a constitutional ban on presidential re-election. Yay? All right. Next song. What are we going to play here? Let's try this one. Jika Jika. Jika Jika by Kinematic, off their album Kites from 2017.
Oh,
Stay away from the bear stuff. Talking to myself here. Boy, until it's been a little bit of time, and I can consume it. Maybe. September 17th, yesterday, Saturday, 5 Syrian soldiers are killed in missile strikes launched by the Israeli Air Force near Damascus. Should anybody care? Annual Oktoberfest in Munich, Germany opens after not being held for 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Someday someone will explain to me. I feel like I used to know. Why the hell? Oh, it's Oktoberfest is the welcoming of October, maybe? So it starts in September and it ends the first Sunday in October, something like that. Okay. It's just weird to call it that when it's mostly in September. Annual Oktoberfest in Munich, Germany opens. Sorry, I just said that. Poland opens the Vistula Spit Canal, connecting the Vistula Lagoon and the Gdansk Bay after 3 years of construction. Yay! Yay. Japan Meteorological Agency urges residents to evacuate southern parts of the island of Kyushu as Super Typhoon Nanmadol approaches. An official for the agency warns that Nanmadol can bring unprecedented storms and rain to the area. 22 people are killed, 10 others are injured by a landslide in Akam, Nepal, and 9 people are killed, 34 others are reported missing after bus crashes in Alajuela province in Costa Rica during heavy rains. I'll get to the... We have one more day of news. And what's the song gonna be here, folks? Is there anything related to what we just went through here? I don't know. Did I play this last week? I feel like I played some of this last week. No? Maybe I did. That's why I'm a fucking Bears fan. Let's play this. Ghosts of Our Fathers. Aviators. I mean, kind of. Like, he was technically more a Cardinals fan. But he fucking got me into football, and I can't give it up. Ghosts of Our Fathers by the Aviators off their album The Cinematic Future from 2020. Ghosts of Our Fathers by Aviators. September 18th, today, Sunday, Bears lost. Is that enough news for you? Bastards. September 18th, Sunday. Death toll from the fighting between Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan, which began 8 days ago, increases to 81. 46 of the people were killed in Kyrgyzstan, and 35 of the others were killed in Tajikistan. Another 139 people are injured. Ukraine withdraws its 250 troops from the United Nations peacekeeping force, MONUSCO, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. A Ukrainian Air Force aviation unit also withdraws its 8 helicopters from the mission, which made up a third of the UN's fleet. 5 gunmen storm a rehab center in the early morning in Cortazar, Guanajuato, Mexico, and open fire, killing 3 people and injuring 2 others. Second earthquake in less than 24 hours strikes southeast Taiwan. 6.9 magnitude earthquake is felt in Taipei, and tsunami warnings are issued. 27 people are killed and 20 others injured when a bus carrying people to a COVID-19 quarantine facility crashes on a highway in Sandu County, Guizhou province in China. And Hurricane Fiona makes landfall in Puerto Rico, causing the entire island to lose power. U.S. National Hurricane Center warns of life-threatening flash flooding on the island amid historic rainfall. Thousands of people march in Istanbul, Turkey, to demand legislation against LGBT organizations and their activities. Wow. So thousands of people marched against gay rights. Interesting. Okay. Or maybe it's something different, slightly different than that, against LGBT organizations and their activities, just to be clear. I don't know. It's not gay rights. Maybe it's some special stuff that they don't like wokeism or something. I don't know. Okay, and the last item is sports. I'm sorry. The Bears. That's the one thing, sports, that generally I think sports are not generally that helpful to people. I mean, I guess it's a nice bonding exercise sometimes. But people get obsessed with it, and I don't think that's great. But I'm fucking obsessed with the Bears, so what can I say? Okay, sports, last item. Las Vegas Aces win their first WNBA championship in a series against the Connecticut Sun. All right, there you go. That's the news for the week. That's what I definitely wanted to get through. That is it. I am having a little Fediverse conversation about voluntarism or something. I don't know. Maybe the person would want to come on the show sometime. But not tonight. It is almost 11:30. I'm going to play this. I got to do my outro stuff and then play a song. And then I'll be done till next week, next Sunday, on time. I believe. The show, no ads, as you could tell. Value for value is the idea. You like what you're hearing. You think it's useful for me to be doing what I'm doing. Give me a buck and all the people doing that kind of thing. Give a buck a month. We all do that. We save the world because the best ideas can be available beyond. No paywalls. Best stuff, no paywalls. And people making it have enough support to keep going and doing it. Yay. Change the world. Value for value. Thank you, No Agenda, folks. They came up with it. Go look that up. Be a guest. You can do that to support the show or spread the word about the show. Awesome. Again, the website is culturewar.radio. If you're listening, you probably know that already. And I have a stream that's always playing Libra music. I'm working on some... trying to do the tech stuff again, fix some stuff. I did make a little progress, so that's good, but it always feels like I make progress and then I fall back, and then 2 steps, I don't know, 5 steps forward, I don't know, 4 steps back. It does move forward, but it's a very fucking slow rate. Okay, that is it. There was supposed to be a rail strike this week that got averted. Yay. Don't know who to thank or blame for all of that. And there was the Martha's Vineyard shit, which is pretty humorous, although I don't know. It doesn't seem like that's great for the people being transported, moved around and stuff. But it is humorous to think of, you know, these border towns having to deal with lots of new people that we're supposed to have a border to protect, keep out. But we're supposed to expect these border towns to handle these people well. And but somehow, when you take these new immigrants, I guess is the nicest way to say it, illegal immigrants, refugees, I don't know. When you move them to places where wealthy lefty people live, they freak out. So I don't have all the details on that, but that's generally the story. If we're going to have a border, we should have a real border, and we should figure out, it seems like, a real policy to deal with all of this. And we should be clear about what that is, and it needs to be understandable by the people so we can have a real democracy and decide what the hell we want to do and all that. So that's, I don't know, somewhat humorous, somewhat cruel. Don't know what to say. Where do I stand? Never really know. Again, any of the shit I say, you want to come on and argue with me about it, that'd be great. Clarify some things. Give me some information I don't have. Help me figure out a better way to think about this stuff. That'd be all great. So that's why I do the show. That's why I think everybody who thinks they have some idea of what we should be doing should be open to criticism as much as possible. So that is it. See you next week. This last song is, what are we going to play? The Turns of Life. Oh, The Turns. That started prematurely. The Turns of Life by Nathan Maingard from the album In the Shadows from 2013. Be back next Sunday night, 9 p.m. Central.
I know that when it comes to love, all rules are broken by the wise. They say love is blind, I say it sees so many things you cannot see using just your eyes. Eyes, and you were so surprised. So give up all pretenses when it comes to love, to save yourself from wasting your own time. Then when love arrives, you say, if this is love and love is blind, I don't need my eyes. Eyes, your eyes are windows open to the sky. Let in outside, and we'll dance the turns of life in the moonlight. I'll build a boat, we'll sail afar, follow the moon and all the stars. When the ocean's wild and I'm shaking like a child, I'll find comfort in your eyes. Feet forevermore. I am a fool, it's true, writing these lines. Still, I'm brave enough to look into your eyes. Eyes, your eyes are windows open to the sky.